Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello again and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It is New Year's Day, January 1st.
Happy New Year.
2016, and I'm still wearing my tuxedo from last night.
You look pretty good, too. You
know, well, it's a little tight.
Yeah, yeah.
The New Year's resolution, I need to kick that in a little bit. Yours looks fine.
That's why I rent.
Because he can resize it all the time.
That's right.
We're wearing our tuxedos, not only because it's New Year's, but this is our...
It was nice that Judy put the red carpet out, too.
Well, yeah. As long as you didn't get shot coming in.
No, that was my main thing.
But we're wearing our tuxedos because, you know, it is the second annual. Actually, yeah, well, it's the second annual on the podcast. Our 23rd annual.
That's right. Okay, you're right.
End of the season.
And I'm so looking forward to that quarterback position.
Fantasy football year-end awards. I have not filled you in on who won what.
No.
So everything's going to be a surprise to you because yes. I am the holder of the secret envelopes.
That's right.
Everything.
Don't screw up like Steve Harvey did.
I won't. Because I went to school.
That's right.
But as usual, welcome. We have an actual live audience today. This is extreme production value for today's show.
That's right.
So
it's kind of nice.
Yeah. So you'll hear some clapping every once in a while, but you know that's only because we're doing well. Okay. But
please, polite applause.
Polite applause. Just make it look like this. You guys are alive out there.
Yeah. Yes.
So check out the website before we get going, mycffl.com, mycffl.com. Everything we talk about today regarding our bets and our fantasy girl of the week will be up there on the website.
Yeah.
It's our last week of betting.
I know. I gave up.
You did?
I didn't give up completely, but I...
Not putting as much effort into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was a hard week this week.
And it kind of probably showed all year, like I didn't put a
A lot of our picks are coming in on our prop bets. And
Oh, yeah. What did Manziel?
Manziel got six, thank God, because I don't know what's going to happen this week.
I think he's out already, I thought I heard.
Oh, really?
I thought, yeah.
With a concussion? Or they're calling it a concussion?
Right.
Yeah. We'll get into that into the news and notes. Okay. I got that story in there.
I'm sure.
Got emails, questions, comments, concerns? Feel free to email us, cfflcommissioner@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at...
strap1971@yahoo.com.
And
I don't know what I got to do with you people out there to get an email. I mean, I have to, like...
We put it up on the big screen behind us here in the auditorium, yes. So... The 12 people in the audience that are watching the show can write that down and put it into their favorites on their phones.
That's right.
Also, don't forget, download the podcast. I mean, if you're hearing it, you probably already are downloading it. But if you're just searching for it right now and you just happen to stumble upon the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football website or podcast, you probably already did the one way is through iTunes by searching the word Cheddarhead. I don't know why you would be searching that word on iTunes if you didn't know about us.
But, that's right.
But I got to put it out there.
I got to say, I'm a little disappointed in you right now. I thought you'd be smiling more.
About what?
With Chip Kelly getting
fired?
Yeah.
I didn't like him getting fired. He is the evil genius.
Well, I thought you'd be happy because I'm assuming probably Rookie of the Year, Marcus Mariota, is going to be a solid pick for MVP next year.
That's assuming he goes there. I'm not quite sure on that yet.
Is it because he's kind of a dick, from what I understand?
Well, hold on, because that's in the news and notes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just don't rush ahead. We got all these people to entertain. Gave them all a free dinner, and now they're expecting a good show.
We're going to try to keep this under an hour, though, right?
We're going to try to, yes.
Okay.
So, with that in mind... Should we get right into the news and notes?
Let's get into the news.
No more jibber jabber?
No more. I'll just try to stop.
All right, news and notes, everyone. So here we are back with the news and notes, everyone. And I know everybody here is waiting to hear the siren, but it's the last week of the season. All we're playing for in the... Oh, the Pro Bowl. I forgot this in our little jibber-jabber session. I have this
outline. Do you have the lineups?
I have this outline, and the teleprompter screwed up.
Oh, man.
But I wanted to let everybody know.
I tell you.
Championship has been crowned. Your brother, the La Crescent Hogs, beat up on the Senriku Tsunami.
It's amazing.
Were they not the 7th and 8th seed in the league?
Who, Randy? Yeah, Randy was.
And I know,
yeah.
Chris was the last one in.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Amazing.
It was.
So, Tsunami are your runner-up, and yours truly, the Rush.
It just goes to show you don't have to.
You don't have to have good players. Right. You just need players. The Rush, yours truly, took 4th. Couldn't even win 3rd place.
Yeah, I saw you didn't play well. Oh. Or your guys didn't play
well.
No,
they didn't play well. And as far as our ping pong ball lottery for the first pick lottery, we held that on Monday night during the biggest snowstorm of the season.
Yeah, that's right. You and your girls.
It was me and 6 Hooters girls and a store manager. It's all that were at the restaurant on Monday night.
I'm sure he was.
They kicked me out and closed me down.
I don't blame them. I would have been really pissed.
I was surprised they were even open. But got there, and like I said, I was the only one in the restaurant, so Caitlin and I sat down, and we picked the balls.
Did you get
the ping pong balls?
Yes.
While I was eating my General So buffalo shrimp.
Ooh. So did you videotape this? Or
I wish I would have. I was going to take the camera along expecting Henry to be there and everybody. Right. But, you know, as soon as the storm started, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to bust my ass taking all that. But we did. Caitlin, she touched all the balls in
the
bag.
Do I know Caitlin?
She's the one that's always in that room with us usually.
Okay. The blonde.
Kind of dirty blonde.
Dirty, yep.
Dirty blonde is in color.
Okay, and then dirty blonde. Yeah, good point. Not the eyelashes, the one we talked about?
No, not that scary one.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Better looking one. But anyways, so the ping pong ball lottery went down this way with the first pick in the draft this coming year, the Maui Mongols, Henry. Second pick, the DC Snipers. Third pick, the Fargo Force. Fourth pick, Chopier Snappers. Fifth pick, Chelsea Footballers.
Wow.
All this clapping going on right now.
That's amazing.
And the sixth pick, your Roswell Violators.
Another guy that I expected more or better.
Out of?
Him and Wayne, I thought they had 2 solid teams.
Yes. And then the final thing before we get into news and notes, expect an email for rule change proposals.
I know.
Hopefully this week.
Oh, okay. I thought you had it out there.
No, not yet. Not yet. It's coming out. But that's about it.
Anything exciting on that? Or?
Well, there's one for sure.
Right.
Regarding points for receivers and running backs getting targeted by their quarterbacks.
I think that'd be... Are we trying injury again?
Injured reserve?
Yeah.
I could put it in there again, kind of like a school referendum here in Wisconsin where every time it gets voted down, they put it in the next month. We can try that?
I think we should try it again.
Okay. Anyways, that's it. Back to the news and notes, everybody. Sorry for that little
But that's what we're
detour.
Known for.
So the first topic today, you're going to love this one.
All right.
Isn't it interesting how the mood of the always playful and fun-loving Cam Newton changes when things aren't going his way? His game on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons started off with Cam getting a first down after running the ball and doing his stupid little dance. And he scored a touchdown. And using the football as a prop without being flagged, then handing the ball to a kid in the stands and not being flagged for that either. That's what you're normally used to, right? Then later on in the game, as the Falcons took control, the dancing and jackassing around by Cam Newton
and
stopped.
And who called that, by the way?
You did.
Yes, I called that.
The gum chewing was no longer visible to everyone that was watching the game. The smile was gone. The towel went back over his head and Cam was off sitting by himself again. He even started talking like an educated human being in the press conference after the game. I guess the thugging around and the Bonic slang doesn't come off so well if you are up in front of the press with a big old shit-eating smile on your face after a loss.
I'm just silent. I know you just got to get this out off your chest.
Now, who was it that told you that once his team gets punched in the mouth, they would crumble and fall apart?
It's one game, Dave.
Damn, I hate being right all the time.
Oh, my God. One game.
They're going to lose this week, too.
But they don't.
They will not win a game in the playoffs.
Rainbow bet. Rainbow bet.
Ding.
Okay.
Next story. Al Jazeera spent all week claiming they had evidence that Peyton Manning was using HGH to aid in his recovery from neck surgery. Manning has denied the use of HGH or any banned substance and says the whole thought is disgusting to him.
I didn't read that story at all, but I heard bits and pieces. And
apparently the guy that was giving them the information was later, shortly after the story came out, was saying that he lied.
He was lying.
Al Jazeera is standing behind it, saying that we never said Peyton Manning was using HGH. We just said that they were shipping HGH to his wife at that address. So, frankly, I have two thoughts on this whole story.
I have one.
Okay. Maybe one of my two.
Oh, I don't give a damn.
No, that's not it.
Oh, okay.
Number one, why in God's name are we seriously talking about Al Jazeera?
Well,
when did they become a legitimate news source?
I mean, that's like National Enquirer.
Secondly, I think that people most concerned about this story being true would be the pushers of HGH. What worse example of steroid use could there be than Peyton Manning?
Exactly.
Can you just imagine putting Peyton Manning on your advertising and saying, use the HGH, you could look like this.
Yeah. Ooh. I think I look like, maybe, let's not get crazy.
Can you run like a little dinosaur with your arms? Newsflash, everyone. The Vikings are tired of watching Green Bay win the NFC North. Viking guard Brandon Fusco told the Minnesota Star Tribune, I'm tired of watching Green Bay win it every year, so beating the Packers is our number one goal right now.
Shouldn't that always be their number one goal?
I mean, hey, Brandon, this might be why you guys don't win the division.
That's probably why.
You spend too much energy being upset about who does win the division instead of thinking big picture, like it might be better to not win the division this year.
Going back to that Al
Jazeera.
Yeah.
Peyton.
And Peyton, and then the Packers, the three or four Packers that were in that report, too. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it kind of funny that they didn't think the one guy who
probably is using steroids,
in my opinion,
Clay?
Yeah. He's just getting painkillers. That's all he's getting.
He's getting painkillers.
I thought that was a funny part of that whole story, too.
So, I agree. I'm amazed that it's all about Peyton Manning and not about the other guys on the list.
But really, do you really care if Peyton's done?
Peyton's done. And, you know, it's not, well, I guess HGH.
And really,
it's not illegal.
Right. Well, the other thing I want to say about HGH, too, is aren't you really under the impression that a lot of these guys are taking HGH?
Legally, according to the rules. I just don't think it should be that big of a
quote
rule.
Unquote. Yeah, I just don't think it's a big. Yeah. I don't think it's a big deal. I think they're all
other things they need to be worried about than that.
I think a lot of them are taking steroids too.
I agree, and they're not being tested.
Just so everybody knows out there, wrestling's fake too. I mean, I just want to make sure everybody out in the world.
They're testing Matt Hasselbeck, but not the guys who look like they're on steroids. Now, anyways, back to the whole, that's all right, the whole division thing. It was a question I had asked you before. Would it be better if the Packers do not win the division when it comes to playoff time?
Yeah, we talked about that earlier this week, too. I'm wondering if Seattle wants to play the Packers.
You think they do? I would.
I would, yeah.
I'm a team, I would.
Yeah.
Even if they're at home. If the Packers win the division, they would likely play the Seahawks. Sure, it would be a home game, but it would be against a Seahawk team that is playing much better than they were in week two when the Packers took them down.
Yeah, I don't even know if I would want to play Redskins in Washington.
No? Yeah, I don't think Redskins are that good.
Well, that's the way the NFL is, though. You don't think they're any good, but they've won how many games in a row?
Yeah. I mean, they won a lot.
I mean,
you like that.
You like that. Can we say that, though?
I don't think it's been. Look how long it took for Marshawn Lynch get his thing copyright.
Yeah.
I'm just here, so I'm not.
Let's use that up as much as we can.
Philly. Its fans and team owners just do not understand the genius when it is within their midst. The Eagles have fired Chip Kelly from his position of head coach slash general manager this week. Does this mean he will be reunited with Marcus Mariota in Tennessee?
I am going out on a limb right now. Yes. I don't even know if it's a limb. And I'm going to say, sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
That he does not go anywhere. He goes back to the college.
I would hope so, but from what I understand, all the college teams have their coaches hired for this year.
You don't think there's Miami?
Miami, yeah, they took.
See, that's the one place I thought
he would have been great. No, Miami hired somebody. They hired who was it? Was the guy from Georgia?
Oh, okay. I guess I.
But anyways, since we're talking college, though. Ohio State quarterback Cardale Jones. Yes, the guy who's made famous, "We Ain't Here to Play School," Cardale Jones, has announced that he will forego the rest of his college education that he wasn't taken advantage of anyway, in order to enter the 2016 NFL draft.
And once again, you think all these guys are going to class. He's not going to class. He hasn't been going to class.
He actually said he's not going to class.
Well, yeah, he
makes it worse.
No, actually, I appreciate his honesty.
Injured Baltimore Ravens wide receiver Steve Smith has announced that he will return for one more season with the Ravens. He had originally said that he would retire after the season, but that was before he suffered his knee injury and screwed us out of one of our prop bets.
That's me acting shocked.
No, really, you're not?
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that, too.
Yeah, I think we talked about that 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, and said he's definitely coming back.
And finally, Johnny Football. Johnny Football, when are you going to learn? I think this guy is just of the mindset that he can do whatever he wants. He's a typical kid of a really rich daddy. He thinks he can do whatever he wants and away with it because he always has.
No one's ever said no to him.
Yep. Now, stop me if you've heard this before in the past.
Okay, stop.
Yet another video of Johnny Manziel partying with an alcoholic beverage in his hand, whooping it up and dancing and rapping at a party. Have you ever heard that before?
No, that's my mouth dropping. Or jaw dropping, I'm sorry.
Still think this guy has any chance of making it in his league?
I don't think he's going anywhere. I think the rumor has it he's staying in Cleveland. God. I think the owner likes him. I think the new GM that they have.
Did you ever think that I would say Jameis Winston looks like an altar boy compared to Johnny Manziel?
I would. Wait, there's my jaw dropping again.
You need like a little clamp
for
that thing.
Yeah, I think.
That's it for the
news. Are you serious
when
you're saying that, though?
Oh, yeah. I after this season, Jameis Winston has been a good little boy.
I thought he played.
And I'm not even talking about the way he's playing. I'm talking about I would have thought.
There would have been
Jameis Winston would have been in the news a lot more for off the field activities.
Okay.
Unless they're just being hushed up.
Oh, and I'm sure in your mind they probably are.
I'm not in my mind, but you know, I'm just saying. Okay. But now, everyone. Oh wait, no.
Keep
no awards yet.
Somebody's gotta work on that teleprompter.
Good damn it. This is what you get when you don't pay anything for the help.
That's right.
So we're going to go into the bets.
I mean, we're not getting paid for this?
We're not getting paid. Not yet. No, okay. No advertising as of yet.
Okay.
So you won't be getting a 1099 this year.
Oh, good. I guess that's okay.
So, all right. Let's get into our bets.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
And here we are, week 17 of the NFL season, and it's our last week for making you some cash.
And this is where I'm going to make hay.
I've heard that like 16 other times.
Yeah, I think so.
Again, you can check out our bets on mycffl.com. Every bet, $5, and then a parlay at the end. We'll figure out what Dan's doing, and we'll...
And laugh.
And then I always do all six for my parlay and hope that I win something. So, your first game.
My first game is I am taking the Baltimore Ravens to cover at Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything more on McCarron, if he's playing.
I thought I just read something today that he was hoping to play. Him and Eifert are probable.
Okay. Which well, I also
change
think,
that now?
No, I still think I don't think they should be playing them. I mean, I don't think it helps them in the standings on where they're.
Well, I think they can still. I think they can still win the division. I think they can still move up to number three seed.
Yeah, I'm still taking Baltimore.
They're one game behind Denver.
I think Baltimore
lost to Denver, didn't they?
Yeah, I think Baltimore's gonna. I think Baltimore's gonna keep playing. I thought they were gonna pack their bags, but I think. Some of those guys want to keep their roster spot. They like playing for John Harbaugh.
Yeah, really?
Who wouldn't?
I don't know. I don't like the Harbaughs.
You don't like any of the Harbaughs.
So I'm actually with that game also. The Cincinnati Bengals -7.5 versus the Baltimore Ravens. I, however, am taking the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals blew a lead in Denver on Monday night. They need this win in order to secure a bye week in the playoffs. Which I don't think that's actually true anymore.
Right.
Oh, wait, no, they could be number two seed. Oh, I don't even remember anymore.
No, yeah, you're just embarrassing yourself.
Okay. The Ravens are not that good despite beating up on Pittsburgh last week. Give me the Bengals, and I'll give you the 7.5 points.
Plus, I'm rooting for Buck Allen in Baltimore
because
one of my good friends' name is Buck. So
okay. All right.
I got to root for him.
Your next game?
My next game. You might see a trend here.
Okay.
I am taking the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
To cover the spread against the Houston Texans.
Jacksonville against Houston, okay.
At Houston.
What's the point spread on that? Because I don't have that game.
Houston's giving up 6.5.
Wow, so you're getting 6.5 points.
Yeah. With the great Blake Bortles and his receiving.
Amazing. Amazing to me. He won the championship this year.
I think he did. I think he did.
Oh, my God. My next game is the New York Jets -3 versus Buffalo Bills. I am taking the New York Jets and giving up 3 points. Since losing 4 out of 5 during the middle of the season, the Jets have won 5 straight games. And in my opinion, I know you don't agree with this one, Buffalo doesn't have much of a chance of keeping this game close. Bills are 2-3 straight up. And against the spread in their last 5 games. Bills are playing for nothing. Mario Williams gone. And the Jets are looking to take some momentum into the playoffs.
I thought, my only thing I'm thinking is that they played their game last week. They played their chance.
The Jets?
The Jets beat New England last week. I just wonder if it's going to be a little bit of a letdown game for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't. And here's another thing. I thought they were playing for something, too. Aren't they still playing for?
The Jets are playing to
get into the playoffs?
Get into the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah, they'll win that game.
Okay.
Your next game.
My next game. I am going to take those Philadelphia Eagles without
You just don't give up on them, do you?
Minus.
Chip Kelly, the evil genius.
I believe they're going to win this game against the Giants.
Okay.
I think these guys are playing for a lot. They see that a head coach can get fired, and they're going to be...
Yeah, like, I could be next.
Yes. I think they're just going to play way better.
And what's the point spread on that one?
The Giants are giving 3.
Wow, so you're getting 3 points on that.
Yeah.
And it's in Philly?
No, it's actually in New York.
In New York, okay.
Doesn't matter.
It's going to be cold either way.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings-Green Bay Packer game.
Wow.
Right now, the over-under is 46.5, and I am taking the under. Under 46.5. Winner goes home with the NFC North title. Minnesota's defense has been playing better lately, and the injured players are back, except for one of them. One guy is out. Number 98. Don't remember the name. I see the Vikings controlling the line of scrimmage and holding the Packers to a couple of touchdowns and maybe a field goal. Minnesota isn't going to score much either. Give me the under.
I'm actually on that game too.
Right.
And I am taking the visiting team.
You're taking Minnesota?
Yeah.
and it, I had the point spread's 3, right? 3.5?
Yeah, no, 3 right now.
Ooh, 3 for the Packers, so you're just getting 3 points.
I just don't see the Packers offense.
With the great Aaron Rodgers?
With the douchebag Aaron Rodgers?
One of the top quarterbacks in the league? So you're taking Minnesota.
I am definitely taking Minnesota.
I'm going to the Pittsburgh Steelers-Cleveland Brown game. Right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers are a minus 10-point favorite when we made our bets. I am taking Pittsburgh minus the 10 points. With a stupid loss last week against Baltimore, Pittsburgh needs this game in order to make the playoffs. This should be a high-scoring affair, and we will see what happens in Cleveland after yet another Johnny Football study and bad decision-making event. Look for Ben Roethlisberger to have a big comeback week.
I totally agree.
Really? You're on that game,
too? Yeah, I'm on that game.
Woo-hoo-hoo. We agree on one.
That's about the only one, I think.
My fifth game. I'm going with the New England Patriots-Miami Dolphins game. Right now, New England Patriots are minus 9. I'm going to take New England Patriots, and I'm going to give up the 9 points. New England needs this win in order to secure a number one seed in the AFC. They won't be sitting anyone in this game. There is no way they mess this game up the way they did the overtime of the Jets game last week, even though I understand completely Bill Belichick's decision in kicking off at the beginning of overtime. Miami is finished.
Oh, yes.
And are playing like they have given up. I think they know the head coach is gone, and they are looking to get out of town for the offseason. Give me the Patriots.
I agree with you on that. I didn't pick that game, but I have a game that game affects.
Ooh.
I am taking the San Diego Chargers.
Okay.
To cover the 7.5.
Okay.
Against the Denver Broncos. I think the Broncos are going to see that New England's going to win the game.
Wait, is Denver favored?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're getting the 7.5.
I'm getting the 7. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
So I see Denver's going to kind of, they're going to pull their starters when they see New England wins the game. Yeah. They don't have anything to play for.
But you see how amazing backup quarterback Denver has now?
Which one?
Peyton Manning.
There you go.
He's the backup quarterback to Brock Osweiler.
No, I just see San Diego covering, and I don't know if you noticed, my five-team parlay, I went 5-team this time. I am going with my 5 underdogs that I selected.
Oh, you're going with all your plus points?
Yep.
Oh, and it's a 5-teamer. $5 or $10?
$5.
Only 5?
Yeah. Well, I could say $100.
Yeah, and then hope you win.
Right.
My final game. I'm going to go to the Seattle Seahawks-Arizona Cardinal game. Right now, the Seahawks are a plus 4.5-point favorite. I am taking the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
The Cardinals have not lost a game in 2 months. Arizona is still playing for the number one seed in the AFC, or in the NFC, and hoping for a Panther slip up in order to get them that spot. I don't see any problem with the Cardinals taking out some frustration on the Seahawks and winning this game big. Bang!
Bang!
And a 6-team, $10 parlay, everyone.
Okay, just because you know, guys, I have to do it. I have a 4-team parlay that I'd like to throw out there for
everyone.
Okay, so
you're doing a 5 and a 4-team.
Yes.
Okay.
Now my 4-team, I'm going with 4 different bets.
Okay.
I'm going with the totals. I am taking the over for the Jets-Buffalo at 43.
Okay.
I am taking the over for the Chiefs-Raiders.
Okay.
I am taking the over for Chicago-Detroit.
Okay.
And I am taking the over for the St. Louis-San Francisco game.
I think there's going to be a lot of points scored this week.
I just... The one I really like... I mean, St. Louis-San Francisco...
Right.
The total is 37.5.
Okay.
Which... I would jump all over the under, which means I have to go
over.
I got to go over because that's two offenses that
they don't like each other,
and they
throw away the record book when they get together.
That's right. In the last game of the year, they're throwing the record book away.
Well, that's it for the bets, and that's a $5 parlay on that one also. Okay. He's trying to make it up here.
Got
to
make it up.
That's it for the bets. Like I said, check them out on the website, mycffl.com. And now, I'd like to welcome in the golden vocal cords of Jared Fetter.
Jared, you're looking pretty good.
As he introduces the opening for our end of the year award show.
Welcome to the 23rd Annual Fantasy Football End of Season Awards presentation.
Thank you again, Jared. Thank you again, and welcome. Welcome to the 23rd Annual Fantasy Football Awards presentation. We're glad you could join us for this festive evening.
I cannot wait.
Dan and I, we're here. And you're sounding better. Your cough.
My coughing jag that I had last week. Yeah. I apologize to everyone out there, including you, Judy.
Tonight, in this festive event, we will be awarding the trophies for first and second team quarterback, first and second team running backs, first and second team wide receivers or receivers, and we will also award the Rookie of the Year and the League MVP. Joining us on stage this evening to present the winners with their trophy, we have, ready for this?
I cannot wait.
Our all-time favorite Monday Night Football Hooters girl, Grace.
Oh, I miss Grace.
Along with extra special guest appearances later on in the show. Let's get this all started with the first awards of the evening. You ready?
I am so ready.
Your first team quarterback.
Can I make a prediction?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady of the Senrico Tsunami. Although he won his appeal for Deflategate, Brady will always go down as a cheater with a tarnished legacy in the NFL. In trying to fix that image, Brady put up tremendous numbers this season with a cast of contributors that rotated in and out all season long, suffering from various injuries. Brady contributed 830 fantasy points in the CFL with 390 completions for 4,636 yards and 36 touchdowns along with 7 interceptions. Tom Brady, your first team quarterback for the league. And now our second team quarterback.
I totally agree with that. My second team.
Your second team would be?
I know you're going to hate this, and I know it's not going to be our second team.
Right.
Cam Newton.
Our second team quarterback is Aaron Rodgers.
You're joking. No,
it's Drew Brees of the Pulaski Colossal Kielbasas. Brees reflected that 2014 was his most frustrating season of his career, and despite a non-existent Saints defense and the loss of his number one receiving target, Jimmy Graham, to an offseason trade, Drew Brees led the Saints offseason or offense, unlike any other quarterback in the league. Brees put up 784 points and threw 396 completions for 4,500 yards to go with 31 touchdowns and 11 interceptions.
Well, and it didn't hurt that he had 96 points in one game.
Yeah.
That probably helped his average a little bit.
Yes. So everybody thinks that Cam Newton should have been in there, right? Everybody's overrated, overhyped quarterback for 2015. Well, he finished the year as the number 7 quarterback in fantasy.
In fact, I want to just let you know a little bit. Underneath this tux that I'm wearing,
yes,
I have a Superman.
You make me sick. The number 7 quarterback in fantasy, and that, my friends, is 2 spots behind Blake Bortles and only 3 spots ahead of the guy Dan calls the worst quarterback in the league, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, God. Rodgers sucks.
That's why Cam Newton is not on your first and second team quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers didn't even make our top 10.
He's number 9.
No.
Oh, did it change since I? No. Oh, that's because the season was over, yeah. All right. We only took the season.
Are we doing any honorable mentions? Or
would you like to do an honorable mention?
I would have to say your guy, Carson Palmer's in. And I would say
he could have
Cam
done
Newton.
Better. I actually like Blake Bortles.
And you know a guy that I thought we kind of gave up on? I think Philip Rivers, I think, finished off the year.
Mr. Sidearm?
Yeah.
The worst throwing quarterback in the league?
I'm just looking at it. He's in the top 5.
Well, Cam Newton did win an award for quarterbacks. You ready?
Oh, God, I cannot wait. Hold the applause, please.
Cam Newton was awarded.
Oh, God. this just for me?
The dancing quarterback of the league.
Oh, of course.
Next up, our first and second team running backs. Your number one running back for the league is?
I'm thinking it's got to be Devonta Freeman.
Devonta Freeman from the Tulsa Tornadoes. Freeman was selected in the fourth round of the 2014 draft and was expected to produce for the Falcons. 2014, as Dan knows, ended up being a throwaway year for Freeman, and he went into this year's fantasy draft as a guy you couldn't count on for your team. Freeman was drafted by the Tornadoes and ended up becoming the number one quarterback in the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League. Freeman put up 305 points a season with 240 rushes for 980 yards and 11 touchdowns. He also brought in 73 receptions for another 560 yards and 2 touchdowns.
And if we did any homework here, I would really love to know where Brian drafted Devonta Freeman.
Oh, you know what? I was actually going to do that. And
we didn't do our homework.
Okay. Never got him, though.
Yeah.
The other first-team running back.
Okay, I am thinking you're going to go with Doug Martin.
Adrian Peterson from the Hartford Bulldogs.
That's who I would have went with.
Yeah, because he's yours.
Right.
Peterson spent this season trying to make people forget about his wasted 2014 year that included a suspension for beating one of his kids with a switch. I think it is fair to say he did it by ending the year in a horse race with Doug Martin for NFL's leading rusher.
And just so everybody knows, I'm not laughing at the fact that he beat his kid. I'm just laughing.
I brought it up.
Yes.
Adrian produced 298 points on 308 carries for 1,418 yards and 10 touchdowns. He also contributed with 29 catches for 221 yards, which brings us to the second team running back. Grace, you're just going to have to stand there with that trophy because, you know, none of these guys felt it important enough to show up for this event. So you just stand there and look gorgeous and hold that trophy.
I'll just take the trophies.
Your number two, or your second team quarterbacks list starts with?
Running backs list.
Running backs, yes. I'm sorry. Running backs list starts with?
Doug Martin, the little hamster.
Muscle hamster, Doug Martin. The Panama City Poison Dart Frogs. Doug Martin is a long way from his historic 2012 rookie season. The past two seasons have seen him devolve into one of the NFL's least effective running backs. He was named starting running back by Lovie Smith in August of this year, and Martin finished the season in a race with Adrian Peterson to see who would get the title of NFL's leading rusher. That we will find out after Sunday's game. Martin scored 278 points with 273 rushes for 1,350 yards and 6 touchdowns. He added 26 receptions for 211 yards and 1 receiving touchdown. Your other second team running back, we go to the rookies. Rookie running back.
Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley from the La Crescent Hogs, your CFFL champion La Crescent Hogs. Todd Gurley, who was drafted number 10 overall by the Rams despite Trey Mason's successful 2014 season.
The guy everybody said Randy reached on?
Mm-hmm. And day two draft status a year ago. Gurley was the first rookie to be drafted in our fantasy draft and was considered, like Dan said, the reach of the draft when everything was said and done. Gurley came into 2015 and was not eligible to be placed on the PUP list after he was declared active for the Rams for the start of training camp. Gurley finished the fantasy season with 250 points and rushed 229 times for 1,108 yards with 10 touchdowns. He also gathered in 21 catches for 188 yards. And that, my friends, are your first and second team running backs.
No shockers there.
No shockers. But right now, we do have a shocker. Grace is going to sit down and put down the trophy because we're going to take a break, everyone.
Oh, good. That sounds great.
We have a musical performance.
Oh, is it the lyrical genius of Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh.
She was unavailable. This year we have been blessed to have the great theme song from our Fantasy Girl of the Week segment of the podcast. Towards the end of the fantasy season, Dan had mentioned that he would love to hear the whole song. Oh. With that being said, we are lucky tonight to have a performance of that song for all of you. Singing the hit, Where the Party At Tonight, please welcome Jam Studio.
Oh, all right.
Where the party at tonight? Out with my ass to the flow, body frame belt like a centerfold, just enough ass for a nigga to hold, every nigga in the club wanna take me home, ha, it's the weekend so you know we about to fuck it up, when the club in we don't hit the after hours, popping bottles in the club, yeah we getting fucked up, got some rock on the rocks, gon' go and fill it up, shot after shot, we wasted, we blowin', we faded, keep sipping till the walls start spinning, not stop till the bottles is finished, can't see straight, I'm dizzy, can't stand up, I'm feeling, kinda fucked up right now.
Thank you, Gin Jam Studio, for showing up. And
love that song. Sorry my voice wasn't there. I wanted to sing with
you. You were going to sing along? It was like a karaoke?
Yeah, it was going to be awesome. But
and now, everyone, Grace, back on stage with the trophy. You know, we just have that trophy just so she can stand there.
Well, I know, and I do feel sorry for her that I'm married still.
Still.
I know it bums her out.
So with that, we're going to move to...
I love you, honey.
First and second team receivers. Your number one receiver, first team.
Well, I think number one and two, does it matter?
No, it's like saying, would you like vanilla or chocolate ice cream?
I'm going to go with the number one guy, Julio Jones.
Julio Jones of the Maui Mongols. Jones entered and finished the 2015 season as the unquestioned number one receiver on the Atlanta Falcons team. At 26 years of age, you wouldn't even want him as one of our fantasy girls because he's only 26. Julio Jones is one of the dominant young receivers in the NFL. Jones finished the 2015 fantasy season with 335 points on 127 catches for 1,700 yards.
And did not miss a game.
And 8 touchdowns. And that must be the first season, right?
Knock on wood.
He still has one left.
Yes.
Like Dan said, your other receiver, which could have been, you know, interchangeable with Julio Jones, Antonio Brown,
yep.
The Panama City Poison Dart Frogs. Over the last two seasons, what?
He was trying to trade him because he has to.
Yeah, well, I
know that stopped
side production. Side panel here,
yes.
Or sidebar. I did offer him to reconsider the Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, what did he say?
Aaron Rodgers for Mariota and number one pick for the next three seasons. He said, no thank you.
I'm still shocked at that. Because as shitty of a player as Aaron Rodgers is, I would jump all.
You would have taken that trade?
Hell yeah.
Again, Antonio Brown, over the last two seasons, Brown has been one of the best receivers in the league. In 2014, Brown ran a league-high 631 routes, was targeted 180 times, second most in the NFL, caught 129 passes for first, 1,698 yards first, 85 first downs first, and 13 touchdowns second in the NFL. This year, Brown is matching that output so far, and continues to show why he is one of the best. Brown finished the 2015 fantasy season with 334 points on 123 catches for 1,647 yards and 9 touchdowns. Another one of your first-team wide receivers is?
It's a toss-up. Two guys I know you don't like, I don't think.
Who's your guess?
My guess is going to be Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall, the Tulsa Tornadoes. First team receiver for a guy who is considered one of the league's worst attitudes on the field. Not bad.
He played way better
than I thought he would for the Jets.
Yes.
He was traded to the Jets last season, giving New York a true number one receiving threat, something they haven't had for years. Marshall collected 306 points on 101 catches for 1,396 yards and 13 touchdowns this season. And your final first-team receiver.
The other guy that you don't like.
Odell Beckham Jr.
I didn't even have to say.
Fargo Force. Yes, he's a prima donna. Yes, his one-handed catches are blown way out of proportion. But, hey, the guy puts up the points.
Oh, yes, he does.
As they say, the stats never lie. 305 points from 91 catches and 1,396 yards and 13 touchdowns. Which moves us to second team receivers. And first on that list would be?
I know it should be DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins it is, from the Forest Lake Frozen Ice Holes, my wife's favorite team. She loves the name.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah. Andre Johnson left the Texans this year in free agency, which made DeAndre Hopkins the number one receiver in Houston. All he did was produce on a team that was mired in a quarterback slump. It has continued for a number of years. Hopkins put up 303 points on 104 catches for 1,432 yards and 11 touchdowns.
I thought he was going to have a good year. I thought he was going to have a little bit of a sophomore slump.
I considering they didn't have a quarterback this year, thought he did amazing.
I did too.
Your next receiver for second team.
My guy, Allen Robinson.
From the Hartford Bulldogs, Allen Robinson. He has shown this year why he was so widely considered to be the future of the Jaguars wide receiver core. It also doesn't hurt that Justin Blackman can't escape out of prison.
Another idiot out there.
The 6'2", 220-pound receiver proved to be a huge target for his quarterback, Blake Bortles. Robinson gathered in 289 points, 75 receptions, 1,292 yards and 14 touchdowns during the 2015 fantasy season. Your next second-team receiver is?
A former Rush, A.J. Green.
No. Rob Gronkowski of the Cape Girardeau Rush.
Oh, come on.
Rob Gronkowski won Comeback Player of the Year for 2014. Gronkowski has spent 2015 showing why he is the top fantasy receiver inside a tight end's body. If it weren't for the constant double teaming and focus he received this year as a clear-cut number one receiver in New England, Gronkowski could have made the first team. With that, he still put up 259 points with 70 catches and 1,158 yards to go along with his 11 fantasy season touchdowns. The next second-team wide receiver would be
A.J. Green.
Brandon Cooks from the Chopier Snappers.
Can I? Yeah. No, go ahead.
Well, you're looking at from the stats from the Super Bowl game. This goes to the end of the regular season.
Okay.
Cook set out to prove that his outstanding rookie season was not a fluke. The Saints lost both Jimmy Graham and Kenny Stills in the offseason, which made Cooks the number one receiver in New Orleans. Cook's speed and quickness not only makes him a weapon as a receiver, but also as a running back and kick returner in New Orleans. Cook scored 251 points on 79 catches for 1,116 yards and 9 touchdowns. And that, my audience,
that
is your first and second team.
Any shockers on that list?
I was kind of surprised with Allen Robinson.
Who did you think would have been on that
list?
Well,
I would have thought A.J. Green would have been there.
What about your guy?
Randall Cobb?
The old guy. Randall Cobb.
No, he hasn't been doing well this year.
No.
The guy can't get open.
Maybe next year we should do a first and second team.
Guys that should be better than what they are?
Or predictions of who we think is going to be on first.
Oh, we'll do that at the beginning of the season.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
I like that idea.
I'll have to keep that in mind. And with that, everyone.
Grace, will you be able to come back?
If she's not working.
Okay.
With that, we are going to go to our Rookie of the Year. And for that, we bring in Jared Fetter with the announcement of your nominees.
Your Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League Rookie of the Year nominees are Tennessee Titan quarterback Marcus Mariota, Oakland wide receiver Amari Cooper, St. Louis running back Todd Gurley, and Tampa quarterback Jameis Winston.
Thank you, Jared, and I was just handed the envelope from the Price Waterhouse accounting firm.
I'm telling you, the fix is in already. I think they glued it.
No, it's hermetically sealed, and the Price Waterhouse company has been guarding the results.
I know for
from
a
the
fact
vote.
This is going to be wrong.
You think so?
Yes.
And it's time to announce the winner of your 2015 Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Rookie of the Year.
Oh.
I should have gotten a drum roll. That would have cost me more money for a band, though.
That's right.
Hey, Jam Studio, can you do a drum roll for me? Oh, that's all electronic. All right, here we go. Your winner, 2015 Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Rookie of the Year is Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley. He couldn't be here tonight. He is getting ready for a game this weekend. We should maybe reconsider having this awards presentation some other day of the week.
And maybe we should wait like 2 or 3 weeks. So
they can all be either. Well, no, because then they're in the playoffs.
Well, maybe we should do this in like Hawaii.
Oh, right before the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
I got to see what the budget's like for next year.
Let's see what that is.
Grace, you want to go to Hawaii?
It's on Dave. I mean, on the
it's on the show.
It's on the show.
All right. Well, congratulations, Todd Gurley, and we will accept this award in his behalf. And now we bring back Jared for the nominees for your 2015 NFL, or I'm sorry, Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Most Valuable Player.
Ooh, this one could be interesting.
The nominees for the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League MVP are quarterback of the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, Minnesota Viking running back, Adrian Peterson, Cardinal quarterback, Carson Palmer, wide receiver from the Atlanta Falcons, Julio Jones, and wide receiver in Pittsburgh, Antonio Brown.
Thank you again, Jared, and thank you, Price Waterhouse, for the envelope. Do you think the fix is in on this one, too?
No, but I am actually kind of curious on who it would be. Okay. I mean,
out of those four?
I don't know. I think it's got to be Brady.
Your 2015 Cheddarhead Fantasy Football MVP is... takes the card out. Tom Brady. As much as it hurts me to say that, Tom Brady.
Karma didn't come bite him in the ass. And now maybe the whole thing is true.
Brian Keyes and the Torsa Tornadoes are going to be pissed.
You should be pissed.
Why?
You had Tom Brady.
I traded him.
You traded him.
Oh, man. But
and I think Chris would actually say the only reason why he got to the championship was because of Tom Brady.
And again, Tom Brady was not even available to show up. He was too busy playing with his footballs.
And his wife.
Yeah, and Giselle couldn't be here either. She's.
We have Grace. We're good.
We have Grace. She'll accept it on his behalf, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So, thank you, everybody, for stopping in. We have one more segment before we send you home, and that is the Fantasy Girl of the Week.
All right.
Here we go with the club music. Party, flashing the money.
I can't, my voice, I'm sorry.
Drinking a Bacardi. And you actually know who the fantasy girl is this week, because you brought her up. You picked her last week.
That's right.
And I didn't even bring up any pictures of her for you this week because I'm very disappointed.
Why are you disappointed? I think there's a lot of geeks out there
that will like this.
That will love this pick.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get any emails about this. Your fantasy girl for the week is Natalie Dormer.
Oh.
She was born February 11th, 1982. Natalie is an English actress. She is best known for her roles as Anne Boleyn on the Showtime series The Tudors.
No.
And...
the best show on earth.
Lord.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Dormer was born in Reading, Berkshire, part Norwegian ancestry. She grew up with her stepfather, a builder, mother, sister Samantha, and brother Mark. She has said that she was the victim of bullying while at school.
Of course.
But still, to this day, she can't figure out why. I can tell you why. One, you can't figure out why you were a victim of bullying because you probably weren't.
Right.
You just need to make something up to make it look like you had a rough childhood. Or number two.
Okay.
You were in grade school. Everyone was bullied in grade school. It's part of growing up. Let's not make it more than we need to, okay?
But that's no fun, is it?
No. Dormer was head girl, a first class student, vice captain of the school netball team.
Right.
Must be some English thing. I don't know what netball is.
I have no idea what netball is.
And she traveled the world with her school's public speaking team. That must be like a debate team, right, in England?
Yeah. Sure.
Since 2011, Dormer has been engaged to Anthony Byrne, whom she met in Dublin while filming The Tudors in 2007. Dormer took part in the 2008 PartyPoker.com Women's World Open in London, where she came in second. And that was the only reason why I agreed to keep her on as Fantasy Girl of the Week. Second in a poker tournament. Natalie Dormer, everyone. Check her out. MyCFFL.com.
I could have went with the other chick from Game of Thrones.
Jesus.
But
is she another English one, woman?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I think her name's Amelia Clark.
I never watched Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
I watch Project Runway, Top Chef.
Two great shows.
American Idol.
But you watch that one show on Cinemax, Black...
Well, that's on Stars, Black Sails.
Yeah.
Have you seen that yet?
I watched it.
I was just going to say, I'm going to make a suggestion for Fantasy Girl.
I don't know how how you can get that show.
Black Sails is amazing.
How you don't like Game of Thrones?
Because Black Sails actually happened. Game of Dragons, really?
I bet you there's a lot more people out there that would
like
agree.
Game of Thrones than yeah. Black Sails.
Yeah,
Black Sails is a great show.
I wanted to say it was called Black Seas, but so.
Well, it's close because they're in the sea.
True. True.
Well,
I just
give it another chance. It starts up again January 23rd on Stars. Black Sails.
I'll try.
All right. That's it. Your 23rd annual, second annual on the podcast, Fantasy Football End of Season Awards presentation. Hope you enjoyed it.
I'm hoping next week I won't have a coughing jag again.
Well, actually, I'm going to have one right now, actually.
Oh.
Excuse me,
are
honey.
Are we getting the cough button next year?
Well, I'll see if I can fill that into the,
budget?
Into the budget.
Okay.
But check out the website, mycffl.com. Everything we talked about will be right there. Emails. If you tell us what you think of our year-end awards. Like, do you agree with them?
Don't be afraid to...
Yeah. CFFLcommissioner@hotmail.com or Dan at...
Strap1971@yahoo.com.
That's it. Have a great rest of your holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you again either next week or the week after. Be good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.